to my slave day, only when it's under marriage. But supposing the King James is delivered to a Caesarean operation, it doesn't come out the natural way. So then, there is no to my slave. In other words, if there is no winning, because if there is winning, so it's not a machmas minus 7 days. But if there is no winning, if there is no winning, and it's born for a Caesarean, so then the mother is not free as well. This is what the Rabbanan is saying. That's the way we ask. However, Shimon, he says that if my baby is born for a Caesarean, for a Caesarean, so the mother is not free as well. So the Gemara says that Rav Shimon is mainly encouraging Shimon, even though Rav Shimon is regarding to the slave of the mother, that even when the mother gave birth to a baby through a Caesarean operation, so it's still to be a slave, but that's regarding to the slave, but regarding to Shastrelia, so Rav Shimon is mainly that if a baby behemoth, a Prelia, is delivered through a Caesarean operation, so that poor, that baby poor, is not Kodesh, which is poor. So mainly you couldn't apply this price to the case of Yotze Deharadeite. Because if it's Yotze Deharadeite, so then it's not Kodesh, so without a moon, so it's Kudabachir. So you must apply this price of Shavim Shemira Du Mumimei Shezemin Amuchon. You have must apply it to a case of not the Caesarean, but the natural birth. And it's a birth, and still it says that it's good about here, even though we didn't test it and made sure that it's alive for 24 hours, and we didn't see that it jumps around after it was delivered. So it's a riot for Rav Nachman's day. So the Gemara says, no. Ochemayasimon shehifris al gabikar, which was made able to make footsteps. So that's a test that's a riot that it didn't suffer any of his people. So let's say in the slaughterhouse, so when you make the, let's say, the bull ready for shchita, you throw it down to the ground. So we don't have the patience, you throw it down to the ground because it's impossible, you know, to make it ready for shchita the bull. So you could argue that it should be patient, maybe at a time when you dropped it from a certain height. So maybe suffered the physical body. So we do not have to be patient. To be hated. So, because when the shocht drop in from a certain height, they do it in such a way that it should not, as the same way as the Ganomian do it when they throw the legs over the fence. In other words, it should fall on its loins so that it should not contain any risk about it. How would do it? So there was a bull, so he dropped, he fell in the base of the chayim, and called the chosev. So as a result of the groaning and the sighing by the bull, so there was a heard the sound of his groan, all at his heart, Bashuel. So here you certainly could have, it's unusual for a bull to grow like that. Why do you grow inside like this? So loud, maybe it's a herd, it's a Givori. still all that beats on Bashwil, Bamose, Shoko, may Shukre Shukre, and what the best portion of that boat, in other words, we don't have the patience, in spite of the groaning in the sun, by the way. Amale, Amale, Abonim, Allah, how do we know that we don't have the patience? Amale, Hoche, Omarab, Zirpon of me, such a yellow. When the rapid bull in the slaughterhouse was shaken. So then he deliberately steps and his supernaim, and his claws, and his hoofs. In other words, he does it in such a way that he shouldn't suffer an injury. Zipono needs, he should shake a little cold show, and he's having the Zipono. Achim, leave from me. Alright. Omar Abdul Mara, Omdo in Tzrichome Israel. Suppose the Balchai, the Behemoth, fell from a certain height, and then it stood up. So you don't have to let it stay for 24 hours. Think about it, but you still have to be bathed in water. But suppose not only it was able to stand up, it was able even to walk. So then you don't think, not only you aren't required to let it wait for 24 hours when you see whether it survives, but you're not even required to be made to inspect the body. Because if it had suffered this body, it wouldn't have been able to walk at all. This is what Rav says, Rav Yomar, Rav Yomar, Asher Omar, Achazub, Achazub, Tzvichom. He is Chayit, but he passed like Rav Yomar. We call it Rav Yomar, Asher Omar. So, even if it's Olcho, we still require it. Omar, Rav Yomar, Barach, Omar, Rav, Vosh, Leyo, Lo, Amei, Dago, Bisholo, Yomdo, O, Korago, Lo, Alei, Ako, Bisholo, Yomdo. Yodo means the falling, Rago means the hand. So if it stretched out its forehead to stand, though it didn't stand, it's not. If it was able the hind leg to walk, even though it didn't walk, so it's already in test. The rafidom amir lami dafu b'shlo yodo. Omar ameimah, mishlo de rabdime, miyardoye, lifuwe shomro, tzrifatike, kenegev nimai. If it ain't a fellow died, so we have to be dating. So, what part, what portion do we have to be dating? Kineged Nai, the place Kineged internal. Omalei Mazutre, Hochamushna Pope, Sirichetike Kineged Nizachon Kule. Not only are we required to inspect the Nai, that's in the stomach and the stomachs of the baby, and the intestines, we have to be to look at the whole hollow, a group, and see whether there is no internal injury that was sustained by the baby. Omalei, Hune, Mal, Rey, Rabbi Chemil, Rabashi, Simone, Mai, if the baby fell off a certain height, and we inspect, so inspect the hollow of everything. Do we also have to look at the simony, at the penchet and the trachea, the esophagus and the trachea, and to see whether there was no injury sustained by the simony, by the cornea and the penchet? So, Amalei, simony cautionates of the period. In other words, we don't have to be reaching that less as a result of the period, so the simony sustained the injury. We call it initiation. Because the simonim marks are relatively hard, the tissue of the simonim is relatively hard, and we don't have to anticipate elision in the simonim. We have to anticipate elision in the denial, in the intestines, in the stomachs, but not in the simonim. Not in the simonim. Right. On the master's question of Nagar, when we hold for the regime is late, I will take a bite of the shepherd, who is here as raised his voice like the schooner. They have long the apple, they are coming with the shame of favor. Is my patch and his power for a girl? They have himself, the moho, after the dike loy, after the dike loy by, our long the regime is late, in our lamb down to the posh the other, in his castle of Lamy. είχε το φλακάκουλο, το φιλιό, το άμπρο, το άμπρο, άμπρο. Στον τέλο μου ήταν πεθαίνω έλεγχο. Και δεν την άλλη μου σε με την χάδε, τα χτσένιο, η βαντάκι, και δεν κολαχώρο μου σε τη φύλα τη εξπόη, οι ακύρε χούλιε. Συμώνε μάλλον, είχε σε με την έλεγχο, στο διέξο, εγώ, στο. Because it's relatively hard, the issue of the Simon, of the condemnation. So we do not have to be there. All right, now here is a long story, so we'll leave it here. Now for tomorrow, you should be ready on the morning, up to Omar Rabbe Barabuni Omar Rab, Dachnun Gimu Ahi Shemich Masud Nashvot. That's Nun Gimu Omedala, called the Bible.
June 30th, 1981,
Kaf Chesiva, National Tafshim Memo. So, in other words, Gemara is discussing the Indian of Nifula. Now, why is Nifula treife? Because Nifula, I mean, it's not Nifula per se. In other words, if, let's say, a behemoth fell off, let's say, even the Empire State Building, but if for some reason it didn't involve any lesion, any injury in the internal organs, so then she's not raped. But if a behemoth falls off from a certain height, so then we always expect that there was lesion. There was an undermining of the internal organs. So because of that, so if she survives for 24 hours or she's able to run around, so then it's not rape. So the reason is why Nifulo is rape because of the risuki vorim that the nipple involves. So Omar Avida Mashmuel. Suppose an eif was thrown and was tossed and water. Kim sheshot meleki mosei dai. So as soon as we see that this bird was able to swim its full size after the fall on the mayi, So that's a raya that there was no risuki vorim. Because if there had been risuki vorim, so then the bird wouldn't be able to swim even miloy kemosi, to float even miloy kemosi. Veloy amoron el matal emayo. When do we say that that's a raya that there was no risuki vorim? If it was shot from the bottom to the top. So in other words, so then it couldn't do it by the law of gravity. Avon Mimaiwa Limato Mayu Dashpo. But if after the fall on the water the bird was observed to have floated downwards, so then that's no riot, maybe just because of gravity it floated downwards. Vi Mayekaime Leslamo. And if it is so, if it is still water, so then even milmailo limato, so it's a raya, then there was no risiki vorim. In other words, only when it's moving water. So, but if it is still water, so then even milmato milmailo, so it's a raya, there was no risiki vorim. Even though my little matter, it's a raya that there is no risk about.
A mace floats on water because of the air that's contained within its lungs. It goes from the mat to the mala.
No, but if there, if of course it floats, if there is no risk about it, but if the bird is mutilated completely, then it wouldn't be able to float. We showed it tzive, which it may, but suppose there are a number of chips underwater. A number of chips underwater. So that in itself, the chips serve as friction. Not all right. When, so, so even, So Eve, the bird, was able to overcome all this friction supplied by the chips. So that's a raya that it's not through gravity that it was able to float, to swim, but because the bird itself is able to float. Hokadle, glime motich hashima. If a bird was thrown upon a spread out sheet, so then there is a choshe that maybe the fall on a spread out sheet, so that entailed a risukimo, the loy motich. But if the fall took place, it was thrown on a sheet that was not spread out, so we don't have to be chishish, maybe there was risukimo. A for me ufev, u for me ufev, or ayef miyev, loy hashino. Suppose the sheet upon which the bird was thrown happened to be folded, so then it's not so hard. In other words, if the fall takes place on something relatively soft, so then it does not necessarily entail hizikibor. If the fall takes place on something hard and sturdy, tough, so then it entails a hizikibor. So if the sheet was folded, ayef miyef or uf mufet, so hashinom, because if it's folded, so it's not so hard, so it's a little bit soft, so mele the fall, and that does not entail risukibor. Isle umiki umikao vekitre hashinom. If the sheet has many knots, and one knot is next to the other knot, so there are many entanglements. So if it's closely knotted, if the sheet has many knots and it's closely knotted, one knot overlaps the other knot, so then again that makes it hard if it's closely knotted. So if the bird falls on that kind of a sheet that is closely knotted, so Hashino, we are afraid. Maybe there was, it's not that we know, but there is a possibility. Even if the sheet has a number of knots, but they're not close to one another, it's not closely knotted, so then it's not so hard. So we don't have to be chayishish, lest it entail the fall involved hizukibor. Kitne the ovi betune chayishino. In other words, pishton, horosu chvilis, flax that is made in bundles. So, and the bird fell, let's say, you have a number of bundles, and then it fell like this, so then it's a hard fall, so we have to be chayishish. But Mahaydi say, if the bird fell against the sides of those flex bundles, so then it's loy hashim. Oh, I mean, it's really one thing is the test. One thing is the criterion. Whether it fell on something that is relatively very hard or something that is relatively soft. Isuraise, a bundle of reeds, if it fell the bird on top of a bundle of reeds, Chayshino, Chile Shalkani, Kitne, the diet with no feeds, Loy Chayshino. If it is flax that was pounded and corded, so then it's hard. So there, it's Chayshino. So, diet loinopit, suppose it was the flax upon which it fell, the bird, so was pounded but not corded, so it's not so hard, it's not so sturdy. So, I mean, a country. So then, because it's not so hard. If it is pounded and corded, but if it's daik loinopi, if it was pounded flex, so was pounded and corded, so it's a whole pile of flex. So then it's hard. So then it's hashimon. So we have to rechange. Maybe the fall against something, against that hard surface, entail erisu kibori. The orid bizre kim diike be kitre chayshino. In other words, if they have many seed vessels, the stalks, the flex stalks, have a bundle of flex stalks, and they had many seed vessels, the flex stalks. So the melee, on account of the knots reconstituted by the seed vessels, so hashinon, because then it means there was a very hard collision when the bird fell upon these flex stalks. All right. Dikate chayshino. Dikat gete lui chayshino. So, neirei shivrei givuli, hanunorim na pishto, ki shenapti neiso. Didan dike, dako min adako, digam hi neires, in other words, if it's coarse, fragments of flax, so that it's hard if it fell on coarse fragments of flax. So it's hashinon, but the didactic there, fine, not coarse, fine fragments of flax, lo yachashin. Nivre, siv hagodeil, soviv hadkomi, umyapshin eisei, v'nechlak v'ritzui, so mafshil emenu chavoni, v'chol mashlasa ritzui, so koshin. In other words, you take off from the palm tree, you take off the bark and you dry it. In other words, dry bark. So a pile of dry bark, that's very hard. So when the bird falls on top of the pile of dry bark, not crushed bark, you see. Sometimes you just take off the bark from the palm tree, and you pile them up, and you don't crush them. So there, it has a very hard surface. So if the bird fell on top of the dried palm bark, so then we have to mechayshish, maybe it entailed a risukivorim. But that is. So timche, but if it is crushed bark, not dried bark, but crushed bark, so then it's not hard. It doesn't have a hard surface. So lo yachashino, kit benihile chayshino. In other words, sifted meruke binapo nichvesh nase kosher, sifted ashes. So it has a hard surface. So melee, if the bird fell on top of that, on the pile of sifted ashes, so hashinon loin hile, if it's unsifted ashes, loin hashinon. I really don't understand. I mean, because I don't know, I'm not knowledgeable in all these things. But why should unsifted ashes have a relatively soft surface and sifted ashes have a relatively hard ashes? But this is what Gemara is saying.
Piled up. It's piled up. All right. It's unsifted. Yeah. It's piled high.
I'm sure that whatever Gemara says is true. So, in other words, if it is sand that is fine, not coarse, so it doesn't have a hard surface. If it's coarse sand, so then it has a hard surface. So, chashina. Avak drochi, chashinon, the dust of the roads. The dust of the roads are burning daily, so it has many pebbles and some ways. The dust of the road So he's very rugged and sturdy. So there are many pebbles and even big pebbles. So that might entail a risk of your boy. Alright. Tinde beobi bizage hajina. In other words, if it is straw and it's only bizage in the form of a bundle, so hajina, because then it has, it certainly has a hard surface. But if the straw is not made into a bundle, so then it doesn't have such a hard surface. So if the tzipeh fell on top of that, so lo yachashino. Let's say wheat, you have a pile of wheat and all its kindred. It doesn't make any difference whether wheat or oats, or wine, whatever, so we have to be chayshish. Chayshish. There was another gyosi. Chitokom naye chashino. Sare lecholdi minaye, so there are two gyosi. One is chashino and one is loy chashino. Suppose it's a pile of barley. Now, there are certain things, you see, in grain. Grain consists of five types. Chitin, Seifin, Pusni, Shebele, Shuol, and Chipin. So there are certain things, even though there are five separate meaning, but Kusni is min Chitin. Now, but then Shebele, Shuol is min Seifin. So when he says Chitin, Chol, Minayi, means wheat. A pile of wheat or any of its kindred. What is the kindred of wheat? Let's say kusni and chashino. Sare, barley, the holding in ayah. So according to our Gyosei, also chashino. According to Maram Shiv's Gyosei, it's not chashino. It's not chashino. Where did Maram Shiv get that extra Gyosei? Alright. So if it is a pile of barley and its kindred, now Shibuli Shuo is the kindred of Sarek. Now, according to the regular Gilsei, it doesn't make any difference, because both is Hashino. According to the Gilsei of Maram Shiv, so it makes a difference.
What about the fifth species? You mentioned five. One you put with wheat and one you put with barley. What about the fifth species?
I think that this is a kindred of wheat.
What is it?
That's right.
Rye is wheat.
Shibuli Shuo is oats, and Shipin is rye. There are some who reverse it, that there is a machlekes. So in other words, there is no suffix. The five meaning consists of wheat, that is called chiti, spelt, that's called kusli, barley, that's called zeiri, and then the two other meaning, so it's Shibuli Shuo and Shipin. But there is a machlekes reshein. But it doesn't make any difference between it, because according to one pshat, so Shibuli Shuo is oats and Shipei is rye, and according to the other pshat, it's just the reverse, but it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference, you see. In regard to Eretz, so there is a machlekes whether it's rice or it's millet. So there is an achimine, you see. But here the machlekes, because Shibuli Shuo and Shipei have the same status. In regard to everything. Shibuli Shuo is machmitz, Shipin is machmitz. I mean, you can make a matzah out of Shibuli Shuo, and you can make a matzah out of Shipin, so there is no nachgemine. But there is a machlekes. What is Shibuli Shuo and what is Shipin? But the two together represent oats and rye. Alright. Homine kitnias, anywhere Misha Misukiyvo. If the bird fell, on top of a pile of kidneys of poles. So, anywhere Mishnah is looking for it, we bow in Yubio. Yubio is called in English fenugreek. Fenugreek. So that has a hard surface. Has a hard surface. Now there are certain people, there are certain people who have a lot of pain, have a lot of pain, and doctors can't help them. And there are certain chiropractors who help them. I mean, I heard it from many doctors, So, because they tell them to eat a lot of fenugreek, I don't know, so what is the yichas with fenugreek, I don't know, but this has a hard surface. Chitza, anybody who should believe piece of kibbon. So, I don't know what chitza is. I don't know how it's called in English. It's a kindred of beans, but it's a special kind. It belongs to the family of beans, but I really don't know how it's called in English. It is a member of the bean family. So he says, so chitzo, anybody should know his kibbutz. Chavtze, that's lentils. Yeh, you should know his kibbutz. All because of one reason. If it has a hard surface, so then it might entail his kibbutz. If it does not have a relatively hard surface, it does not entail his kibbutz. Kolav the music. The general rule is, kolmina di misrak, ein be mishum risu kibbutz. If it is something that slips away, so then it doesn't have the risu kibbutz. If it doesn't slip away, so yes, you should run. Why did he mention after all? The klal is not whether it slips away or it doesn't slip away. The klal is whether it has a hard surface or it doesn't have a hard surface. But the answer is, here the Gemara mentioned certain items that are not consist of one thing, but of a pile. Certain items that consist of a collective, of a pile. I mean, when we talk about chitin, or we talk about poles, kidneys, we don't talk of a single seed of wheat, we talk of a pile of seeds of wheat. So the mele, the reason is why certain piles present the hard surface, and certain piles don't present a hard surface, because each seed by itself, whether it's a chito or sego or pulse or fenugreek, each thing by itself, so will certainly not entail a risk of worry. It's only when the bird falls on a big pile of these things. So if the things are such, of such character, that they readily move, slip away from one from the other, so then they cannot present the hard surface. But if they don't slip away, so they are stuck together. So then they present the totality when it's stuck together and when they cling together. If they don't slip away from each other, if it is a pile of a vegetable or a fruit or whatever it is, or the seeds of which do not slip away, but they cling unto one unto the other. So mainly they present the hard surface. So holy music, talk me to the misrek, But if they don't slip away, so then the totality, so it's like one aggregate, so it presents a hard surface. So melee, there is a possibility of this. All right. So now she says, how many kidneys? Why is it that in regard to poles, kidneys, we're not going to change? Because kidneys, let's say, if you have a pile of rice, so the individual rice particles slip away from each other. So the male, they do not form an aggregate, like one unitary object. So it doesn't present a hard surface. Hope you tilt chimpse. Machwikine in the boshim chimpse. Vinagui. Lumishtari. Kodi mishtari machwikse. They slip away. Vinagoshi yahag. They do not cling together. Vanitra le nishmat veilich. Vein kan chvat. There is no real fall. No real chvat. Alright. Dobuk. Suppose, Suppose that was done probably by the hunters who wanted to trap birds. So they placed on the ground on the field, they placed a board, and then on the board they put down a piece of wood. So when the bird tries to step on the board, it would be glued to the board and will not be able to fly away so easily. So suppose a bird became glued to the board. It stepped on the board and it became glued to the board. So do we have to be conscious that this itself entails a risky volume of the bird? Dobuk, glued, it's like glue, I'm the same word, old French. Vitochen is in dafkot, in a thin, small board. Vioiv shechen olot, it might be slat, you see, so you just put a piece of glue at the edge of the slat, and then the bird, when the bird steps down on the slat, so it becomes glued to the slat. So, vioiv shechen olot, umid badbein, upereach im adaf, umid veloritz. And then it starts flying together with the board, with the slat. So, Rabashi Shor, Amin Rasa. So, Amin Rasa, because since, of course, that everybody agrees that the fact that it becomes glued, that by itself, certainly does not entail a risk of volume. But then the bird starts to fly, and it starts to fly with that light slat. So that might involve a risk of volume. So that's why I'm in the rasas. We have to take around and look at each other. If it became glued to one wing only, so everybody is made there, that it doesn't involve risk of all. Bechad gapo, one wing, shall we back on the gavachas, to one wing, uperea vishia, so it can freely move with other wings. So then it doesn't involve any risk of all. But, kit miga betray gapo, when it became two wings, became glued to the slat. Mando osa, omalochecha neikim, it can't keep it off. If both wings are glued, so when it tries to fly, it necessarily involves a risky board. Here and there, it can't keep itself aloft. Uman di shore, omaloch, efshe de neki, ayuk de gabi. It's possible to keep itself aloft. The bird is able to keep itself aloft, even though both wings are glued to the slat. By trying to fly by moving the joints of the wing, the nekim ayit v'nikar through the joints of the wing of the. Now let's see the Rashi. Heicha nekim b'mei yochel ha'okim b'lises atzim. It can't keep itself aloft. Hilkach kishenekim nechvat b'nifil. So it's true. It was able to lift the whole slat. But then, when it falls together with the slat on the ground, so it's incapable of keeping itself aloft. So then it is nechvat together with the slat. So he says, no, it's possible. It's able to raise itself and to keep itself aloft through the joints of the wings. Alright. Just a reverse. Betray Gapi, who are all the others. Keep rid of the Chad Gapi. Man, be sure I'm a little half shell before I'm the Chad Gapi. Man, be also, keep me behind the Mutsu Korah, behind Namu Mutsu Korah. ויהיו כזה, בתרי גפה עושה, וחד גפה The Chagdapishon. Chagdapishon. We don't have to say that there is that there is the Machlekes Mitzvahs. We don't have to say it's the Machlekes Mitzvahs. In other words, the question is, how far do we have to be chayshish? It is true. I mean, everybody agrees. Let's say, according to Roshi, that the trade up is allowed to be done. Keep with the Chagda. Man, the Shalom, the Chagda, the Chagda, the Chagda. And that is very likely. But many birds are unable to do that. So the question is, do we have to be chayshish or not? So, the Gemara Paschus, Milcha said, Bitrei Gapi Oseh, Bichad Gapi Shom. Now here there is a very long Rashi. Oichanei kibami yochu oku lise satsmi, kishmif nechmich filo gmuo. Aik vidi gapi bimikta su leise satsmi ikla agapai. Vurei des the joints. Vurei shakonof mo kim shechei tchina konof naavos. Bitrei Gapi Oseh, so Rashi says, Elohim kin oma viola. In other words, when we say Hashinon, we say Hashinon, it doesn't mean straight, absolutely. It means those cases where the fall took place against a relatively soft surface, we don't have to test it. We don't have to test it. But we must have, we assume that there was no risk of fall took place. But those cases where Hashinon, so it's like a behemoth that falls off from the building. But suppose a behemoth falls off from the building. I mean, even if the behemoth will fall off from a 10-story building, even more, I mean, if it will happen. But if we see that the behemoth, right after it falls to the ground, will start jumping around, so then it will be a riot that miraculously it did not entail Yerushi Gemara. So whenever the Gemara says Hashinon here by bird, it means Hashinon and Mitzvos Abahile if we didn't test it. But if we did test it, and Omad V'holach, so then of course it's Mutar. This is what Rashi says. Betray Gapo Oseh, Elim Kin Omad V'holach. Because of Baloch HaDeles, Kol Heichet Diboye Bdiki, Yidi Nifuro, Ushuro, Utruso, Yimishash Rebid Dike, Hanemile Bidire Kamo, Yedah Bidike Lemivdach. Avon Anam Lidkina, Lidkina Lanapsh. So in other words, whenever, I mean, there are more pastors on these halachas, the Mechaba doesn't pass on these things, that wherever the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Shrichim Dike, whether it's in Reyeh or something else, so Anam Lutkinu Dike. There are neither the Rambam nor the Mechaba. But the Ramo says, in many of the Dikes, that Anam Lutkinu Dike, so Kmele we have to be Mishtasa. But you see, it's not Ramos Chidesh. You see that the Al-Hadila says that. Hanu mila vidiras kamoye, da vipkiya li nivda. Avo ananu vipkiya li nivda, simchil anavsh. So Rashi is chemik Rabu Hadila. Vili nire, deilu li dayen, elo mashayim avreiz, un muter, lis mechol, dichsiv ala shepit ashayi vayom vayim. So Rashi is chemik Rabu Hadila, and he says, that we don't say in on the key. Guess what he did?
This is talking about in Konos, where nobody has a chazakar in on the key. How about the person goes to some place where they say that they are the key, and they say that they do have a chazakar?
How do we know that they do have a chazakar? Because that butcher said, I'm a big expert. What I mean, I suppose that the butchers were just had the same kind of expertise, but we say, Ein Anu B'Kin.
The word itself, Ein Anu B'Kin. That's us in our place. Masha in other places there are.
No, I mean, it's, when the Alok Adela says, Ein Anu B'Kin, so he means he talks of all the places. And there are more pastors like that, you see. The Mechaba doesn't pass. The Mechaba doesn't pass. Aber anan, nire deilu li dayon el Masha in the place. Umuta lis mechalot. Dichsiv al Hashem fit Hashemiyah bayon v'ayin. Aber hu yizoya yofet. ולהובי לפון אוף כל הטבוחים וכל הפקים בדורו כאיך הדינים תהיה שיבה מקשוי שיבה מקשוי and it might be that the reason as to why there are more pastors anything that is so dicky let's say Reye so we have to be baby get out of me fiche and my push and so on so there are more pastors in all these cases not in on the beginning
So it's not that Ramo passed before Alochas Deilis, and he's not Cheshish for Shittas Rashi. Because you see that even Rashi is Chelik Alochas Deilis. You see, according to Alochas Deilis, so today we cannot rely on these tickets. Under all circumstances, even if we will get all the other Dayanim of the city and to consult with them, and even if we have a conference of all the butchers, of all the tavochim, and they won't say that this decay is done properly, so the Alach HaDeles, even under those circumstances, will not rely. But Rashi is from the Alach HaDeles, and Rashi says, Abu Hu Yizoya Yofi, who hobi will come to call a tavochim, v'chol apkim bidobo, keichad nimti yeshiva mishu. So that might be always in the Chassidus, because the Moritz HaEvon, where is that expression? The Moritz HaEvon, the Shaiman, the Chess says that when they are going, whenever they had it in Torah, so they used to call all the other Chachomim of the city to sit in together with them, in order that one cheek of the beam should hit each one of them. In other words, that's a milit. In other words, they didn't want to take it upon themselves such a responsibility of paschaling in the Torah. So let's say, in other words, if let's say, he's many people, so then each one, so a chip, a small piece of the beam splinters off upon each person. So the result is that not one person really gets hurt. I mean, that's the motion. So that way, so it might be that the Rashi means that there's a mitzvah in the same way that those Amoraim, Sanhedrin, and Zion, they said, Rabashi, others said, whenever they had it in Torah, so Rabashi, Rema, whenever they had it in Torah, they used to call in all the Chachamim of the city, in order that each one, that a chip of the beam should splinter off upon each one. In other words, that not one person should assume all the responsibility of the din Torah. So here he says, that we can rely on our tickets too. But he should call the Dayan before he passes and he relies on the Bdikeh. So he should call all the Bochim and all the Pchim Bidomo. Now, so just imagine if we had to make a Bdikeh and call all the butchers. I mean, how practical it would be. I mean, not a single butcher would be able to make a living if every time one butcher would have a problem, so we'd have to consult with another butcher. So, maybe because of that, there are more paskins. Not that there are more paskins like our Hadilis, contrary to Rashi. But, because today, it's impossible to call in all the pkinim and all the butchers. Unfortunately, I mean, there isn't that kind of harmony and friendship between one butcher and another. I don't mean to criticize the butchers. I mean, it's, you know, there is a syllogism in logic. So he says that every human being is mortal. Socrates is a human being, therefore Socrates is mortal. That's a famous, a classic example in logic. So I mean, unfortunately, there is no harmony in friendship between butchers, not because the butchers are not as good as any other members of the profession. Because people in general, I mean, they don't have any devotion and friendship to each other. So that's why it's impossible, you know, to rely on the Bdike, since even according to Rashi, the Bdike requires the consultation of all the Pekin. Who are the Pekin in these things? The butchers, I mean. Somebody else is not a Boki. They have Shimush. So it's impossible to have a consultation of all the butchers in the city. Yes?
I was asking before, I was thinking in the same city. I mean, let's say in Europe there is a certain chazaka that ain't on the pkin.
Why is necessary? So even the pkin and we have to be mad. That's why, I mean, many things that literally dinner we could be mad here by making a pkin. But for the Ashkenazi, so we cannot rely on pkin. So I say, it's not that there are more paskins like our Gadil, it's not like Rashi. Because under today's circumstances, and probably even the time of the Ramo, it was like that. It was almost impossible to have a consultation of all the butchers. I mean, it's almost impossible. It wouldn't work. It would be much easier to be matri than to have a consultation of all the butchers. I'm sorry.
Kaf Tes Sivan Hashem Tav Shem Mem Aleph, July 1st, 1981.
Now we left off that in Vez Omed Aleph. Mishtabu Reif Tzal Yisrael. So that's right. If most of the ribs are broken, now, how many ribs does the Behemah have? The Behemah has altogether 22 ribs. 11 on each side. 11 on each side. So, if most of the ribs are fractured, then the behemoth is straight. Tona Rabban, Elohim Ritzol, so since altogether the behemoth has 22 ribs, so the male half of the ribs would be 12. Tona Rabban, Elohim Ritzol, Sheish Mikan, Vishesh Mikan. Let's say, suppose that six on one side are fractured, and six on the other side. So together it's 12 fractured. Shesh mikam, shesh mikam. Oy, achas esre mikam. Suppose on the right side 11 ribs are fractured, and on the left side, so one rib is fractured, or vice versa. So it's also fine. Omar zero. Umechtzion kelapi shetah. In other words, only because the ribs, so there is only if the head that is towards the shedra, towards the back, not the head that is towards the chest, towards the leg. Umechti and klapishem. All right. Rashi chobeislo is dealing sheyesh behem meyach. It has marrow. Yeshlo behem. Yudalet mikam, yudalet mikam. The ribs shall behem have in veins. Horegasi, Oyachas Eschemikam, Yachas Mikam, Umechtion Prapi Shevre, Ubinon Shinish Boreis, Eisil Vesloyes, Mechtion Prapi Shevre, Livishishom Chiuso, Viloy Mechetio Tarachose. So it's only trained for if the part that is towards the Shevre is fractured, rather than the part that is towards the chest. Oma Rabbe. When do we say that the 12 ribs are fractured, it's ready for only the Tzlois Delis? But then, because they are Tzlois Tanis, in the bottom area, so they are Tzlois Tanis, so there, if those ribs are fractured, so it's not ready. Omar Ule, Ben Zakayimei Nekru Bireif Tzadechot Mishtabru Bireif Shnei Zdodim. Now, on each side you have 11 ribs. So what is the row of ribs on any side? 6. And the row of the ribs on both sides is 12. So Ben Zakay says that when it was dislocated, you see, a behemoth can be trained for in two ways on the basis of the ribs. Either because of a fractured ribs, or because of dislocated ribs. So according to Ben Zakkai, there's a difference. If it's dislocated, so then, even if six ribs are dislocated, so it's already trained. Masha'im came, they're not dislocated, but fractured, so only if 12 ribs are fractured. In other words, a dislocation of the ribs is more serious, constitutes a more serious condition than a fracture of the ribs. So, if it's a matter of dislocation, so even if only six ribs are dislocated, so it's already trivial. But if it's not dislocated, just fractured, so only if 12 ribs are fractured. That's been said. Rabbi Yechiel Omar, bein ekru, bein nishtabu, b'reif shlizot. Don't make a difference. Not only in respect to nishtabu, to fractured ribs, do we require 12 fractured ribs in order to make it into a trefor, but even dislocated ribs, so only if 12 ribs are dislocated. But if, let's say, six ribs are dislocated, it's not a thing. So there's a machlokes between the Zakkai and Rabbi Yechiel, where if six ribs are dislocated, so according to Ben Zakkai it's trefor, according to Rabbi Yechiel it's not trefor, unless 12 ribs are dislocated. All right, let's see the Rashi. Bar Zakkai v'yidan emani. So Teisa says he doesn't know what kind of an ameira it is. What kind of ameira it is. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions Ben Zakkai, that's a Tana. But here the Gemara mentions Bar Zakkai, not Ben Zakkai. And here he is chilik against Rabbi Yechiel. So it's another one, it's not the Ben Zakkai that the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin like Rabbi Bdikis. It's another. So Rashi says he doesn't know who he is. Alright. Nekru b'reif tzadechot. Kim shenek hoshe ishmen. Dain reif tzadechot. Treife. Avu b'nishtabru imitrefe. Elo b'yudveiz. Dain reif shnei zdod. Alright. Omarav. Now we pass by Kabir. The day nekru b'nishtabru b'reif shnei zdod. Only if 12 ribs are dislocated. Or if, I mean, that there's no machlekes, fracture. Omara, nekrotzela v'chul yeim o treifo. Even though, in order to make the treifo on the basis of the dislocation of the ribs themselves, so require either six or 12, but a single. If one rib is dislocated, so of course everybody is made it, that the behemoth is not a thing. But Rav mentions a chiddush. Suppose, you know, the ribs are thrust into the vertebrae. The Gemara calls it buchne be'asise, in other words, because buchne be'asise, the literal meaning of buchne be'asise is a pestle with mortar. In other words, when you pound, so you have a mortar and then you have a pestle and you pound. So in other words, the pestle is thrust into the mortar. So this is how the Gemara designates the position of the ribs that are thrust into the vertebrae. As if the vertebrae are called a mortar and the ribs is the pestle. So in other words, so the ribs are thrust into a vertebrae, into a chulia. So Rav says, suppose there was a dislocation of one rib and its vertebrae. So then it's trefor. Even though it's a single rib, But since not only the rib was dislocated, but its vertebrae was also dislocated, so then it's fine. Nekratzela v'chulio imo. V'afil, so Rashi says, v'afil achut kayo. Even though the spinal cord itself is intact, but since both the rib and the vertebra were dislocated, so it's fine. Omar v'rav kan v'rav ba'aseh l'rav. Because every vertebrae, so you have on each side, you have a rib that is thrust into the vertebra. So Rakan and Rabase inquired from Rav, suppose the two ribs that are thrust into the vertebra. So both were dislocated. But the vertebra itself was not dislocated. Mal, omali hu. So, Rav answered, indignantly, with as Gemara points out at the end, he was miotach. In other words, so he answered them, Gister kamret. What kind of a question are you asking? If both sloim, both ribs, are dislocated, even though the chulye is intact, but if both ribs are dislocated, so then it means that the behemoth is cut asunder. It's a gister. So gister kama. So now, how does Rashi explain it? Oh. Amrei, boy, many nekatzal mikamis like a negdo. Vichulu kayem smal. Gistoi kamrito, bitlio, behemo shenipsiko bemzi uso, atem shialim, honivele nami, kidoma ferikame. In other words, so Gemara says that gister is an avelo, even though it still shows life, but al kedin it's considered dead. But the gister that the Gemara mentions, dafkofale, is a different kind of gister than this gister. The gister that the Gemara mentions, dafkofale, his reference to a behemoth that was beheaded. That kind of gister is an avela, that's the Gemara. But here, Rav says, not only the gister of a beheaded behemoth, but even a gister that is constituted by the two ribs being dislocated from the vertebra. So that means that the behemoth in the middle of the spinal cord is split into halves, even though it is encircled by the skin and by bosor and skin and everything. But since because the spine is the major thing of a galchai, so if in the spine itself, if in the spine there is a split, so then it's considered gistere, as if the behemoth had been beheaded. So the male, not only it's trefor, it's even available. So this is what Rav told Rav Kan Rabas. Gistere kamite, that's even available. So, Gemara Sikashe. So, in other words, what was the answer of Rav? It's no question. You are raising a question as to whether it's treif or not treif. In such a case, it's a gister, it's in the veil, not only treif. So, Gemara Sikashe. Vorav name gistere kona. Vorav gistere kona. Because the Gemara assumed, the Makshim assumed, that when Rav said Nekro, Tzela, Vichulye Imo Trefo, thus implying only Trefo, but Nevelo not. But, in the same way, Monefshach, if Rav holds that when there is a split in the middle of the spine, so that makes the behemoth into Gistere, as if the behemoth had been beheaded. So, why did Rav, so it's already the veil, not only Trefo, so why does Rav say, Nekro Tzela, Vichul Yehimo, so it's only Trefo, but the veil or not, it's also Gister, in the same way, because if one rib is dislocated, and the vertebra is also dislocated, so the other rib even though it's not dislocated, but it's already loose. So Mele, that should make the behavior into a gistre, and it should be Nevelo, and Rav says, it's only a treifer. Now let's see the Rashi. Vorav nami gistre konam. Dichim bineka tzela, lechuli imo, haritzela shechenekne, that is another side, slips away, nismetes, vinofro, vikor Rav treifer, but why treifer? I mean, according to Rav, it should be Nevelo. It should be Nevelo. Vorav nami gistre koma. So you might use a teres. Ki koma rav tzela beloichuli. Of course. Enoch nami. If the tzela, together with the whole chuli, the whole vertebra, will be dislocated, so then rav will say that it's not only trepo, it's nevelo. When does rav say that if one tzela was dislocated, so then it's only trepo, where the chulio is still remains. The chulio was not dislocated. Was not dislodged. The chulio. So, kikomarav talabu chulio. So then it's only treifa. But vatzela v'chulio koma. But Rav says, nek otzela v'chulio ima treifa. The implication being, suppose he just nek otzela and the chulio is intact. So then the chulia is not dislodged, so then it's not even treibo, it's treibo. So, Mora says, tzela v'chotzi chulia. When Rav said, nekho tzela v'chulia imo is treibo, but not treibo, so it means, if the tzela was dislocated, and half of the chulia, or the vertebra, was dislocated, then it's a treifa, not nevelo. But suppose it is the tzela was dislocated and the whole vertebra was also dislocated. So then it's a nevelo. So then it's a nevelo. And if just the tzela was dislocated and no chulia, no part of the chulia was dislocated, then it's shleimo. Then it's mitaras legama. So. So what's all the chulim? Come on, tell them the chutz chulim. Michlal, now let's see the Rashi. The chutz chulim, I tell us you can make them chuber as yofi. The chutz chulim is kayemis. The chutz chulim is kayemis. So you are as a kashe, Michlal, the Rav Kan, the Rav Vase, tell of the loy chulim yamre. Now, so the match now is yun, the tzins rap, since Rav had reference to a neck to the case of nekratzela v'chotzichul, so Rav said that where the cella and the chotzichul were dislocated, so then it's a trape. And then Rav Kan and Rabase esti mishayel. Suppose it both ribs were dislocated and the chulinat. So obviously, if Rav had reference to Nekratzela v'chotzichuli, so if v'chotzichuli was dislocated together with the one tzela, so then it's a treifa, even though the other tzela is completely intact. So when Rav Kan and Rav Asa made an inquiry as to the case of Nekratzela v'chotzichuli, they must have had reference to the case of Nekratzela v'chotzichuli, and the chuli is completely intact. So, Michlal, Rav Kanev, Rav Asi, Tzela, Chulyam. And still, Rav answered indignantly, with righteous indignation, with wrath, with kas. He said, this is Gizdra Kamev. In such a case, where both sois were dislocated, and the Chulya is intact, so then, what kind of a question are you asking? Then it's not only Treve, it's Nevele. So that means that Rav is saying, in effect, that if both sloys are dislocated and the chulia is completely intact, so it's even nevela. How can that be? So, v'yoma hule ben zaka yoma nekru b'reiv tzadechod nishtabu b'reiv shnei tzadim. So even Ben Zakkai is Machmir Ligabi Lekho, but he still requires at least six ribs. Six ribs should be dislocated. But the Gutter Rab, we don't even require six ribs to be dislocated in order to become a train fake. Even if two ribs are dislocated, two ribs are dislocated, it's not only train, it's in the railway. And here Ben Zakkai says only if six ribs are dislocated, and then it's only Treve, not Nevele. V'yom ha'ulet Ben Zakkai omar nekum rib tzadecho nishtav v'shin ezdoni omar loch hosom se gmoy de tarz giv de teret hosom se shekoy neged ze hoche ze keneged ze what kind of a kashi is there? When does even Ben Zakkai require v'chol ha'poche six ribs should be dislocated when the six ribs are not the corresponding ribs, because if you have two ribs on each side, one rib on each side, thrust into every vertebra. So when does Rav say that when two ribs are dislocated, even though the vertebra itself is intact, so it's not only trefe, it's in nivele, when the two corresponding ribs are dislocated. The two corresponding ribs that are thrust in the same vertebra are dislocated. So then it means that the behavior is split, it's cut asunder. So it's in the very Masha'inkein, if you have one rib on top dislocated, and another rib at the lower position dislocated, even if you have five ribs like that, but not two corresponding ribs that are thrust in the same vertebrae being included in the dislocation, so then it's not favor, unless you have a total of six ribs that are dislocated, even though the six ribs are constituted by ribs that are high and ribs that are situated low at the bottom, so then it's a trefe, but less than six ribs, not. Masha'im came with it. If you have two ribs that are dislocated, and the two ribs are the two corresponding ribs that are thrust in the same vertebrae, then even with the two, a dislocation of two will make it not only trefe, will make it into the veilet. So we require, according to Ben Zakkai, a minimum of six ribs. So even two is enough to make it osea, and not only into treifa, but even into the veil. V'yom Rav Yechon, b'reiv, shnei tzadim. Rav Yechon says even in the case of dislocation, so we require 12 ribs dislocated, since on each side you have only 11, so you cannot have all the 12. On one side, so it must be. So he says. So the melee. So it must be that one is that one must be a corresponding rib in order to have 12 dislocated, and you have only 11 ribs on each side. So you must have one vertebrae whose both corresponding ribs are dislocated. So we may not just become a sign money. So it has already two corresponding ribs that are dislocated and slipped out from the socket of the vertebra. So melee, so Rabbi Yechon says in such a case it's treve, but it should even be nevele. ובריב שני זדודים יש לי כאן אחד מנהי זה כנגד זה זה כזה, רצי דרש מי יכבל דרב כאן ורב עשה צל מקרצו לקר וכל החולי קיימץ בואי בני והיא צל קצת חולי יושבן לא עוד אפילו בחודי מתחווה והנה בואי טעות אלו בלי צל חולי קובוי בני בואו מלו יהיה לו גיסטר כמה לפני ונעמה ובטמי או ואום הרולה אל מלו בבינו למתחווה וכל שכים בחודו למתחווה ואלה ורבי יקרן דומר אף נקרו למתחווה די קרי ושני זדודים וכי מתחווה שיש מימין ושיש מישמאל ואפילו אלו לצד הצבא ואלו לצד העלי אי אפשר one is up high and one is לא, אי אפשר להב אמצוי זה כנגד זה, ואת לא הולכם מה ירובה למדרפה, וכל שכים בחודו למקרן ואלה, דיבי שלמה מקורה וסלגאי תוך, דירב צלה וכולה חולי קומה, ובואי מיני סלה וקצה סחויה מכאן, וכן מכאן נמצוא שחולי קיימס, אבל השניק מדירב צלה וחוד שחולי קומה, ואין לה כוח הצלה ולא יחולי קומו אליהם, וקומה לו הלו גיסטה תמרין, כאשר עוד רבי יחלה, ושצריק בו אין זה תרץ, הוסון בוכנה בלו יסיסק הוכן בוכנה ויסיסק when does רבי יחנה require דווקא 12 dislocated ribs and even though if you have 12 dislocated ribs so that must include two corresponding ribs that are thrust in the same vertebra so that is there it is reference to the case where it's bukhne bilo yasise. In other words, I mean literally, if you are going to translate it, literally, there, Rabbi Yochanan is referring to the case where you have a dislocation of the pestle without the dislocation of the mortar. So in other words, so why the pestle really as reference is descriptive. The pestle is descriptive of the tzela, the rib. And the mortar is descriptive of the chuli of the vertebra because the ribs are thrust into the socket of the vertebra. So hoche, and when does Rav say that kister kamlet, so that has reference to the case where both corresponding ribs were dislocated, and together with it, so there was a slipping, a slight dislocation of the assise also. Assise is the mortar, and that is descriptive of the chulia of the vertebra. In other words, hoche buchne below assise. So I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, when he requires Dafke 12, so he has reference to the case where there is a dislocation of the pestle without the mortar. But here, when Rav says that it's Gistere and it's Nevele, as reference to the case where there is a dislocation of the pestle and part of the mortar, the facet of the mortar, the facet of the vertebra. The facet of the vertebra, that's what it's called, I mean, just the surface of the bone is called facet. So, hoche buchne vasis, and when Rav said it's a gistere, so he has reference to the case when the two corresponding ribs were dislocated together with the facet of the vertebra. So in other words, there was a slight dislocation of the vertebra also. So then it's gister. As long as there is a loosening of the vertebra, even though it's only part of the it's only a part of the vertebra that was loosened, that was dislocated, so then it's already gister. Alright. Hochem Bukhlasis. Oh, let's see the Rashi. Bukhne Vasis. Kelema Tzela Uktsas Chuli. Virabi Echane Tzela Beloi Chuli. So now we know Yasi Kashi. Yihoche. Hai Mederav. So then the question is, if Rav Kanan Ravas had reference to the case of two corresponding ribs being dislocated coupled with Ktsas Chulia, with Chotechulie, the Primigodi in Simen Nundalet has a topic. When the Gemara says, Hoche Buchne Vasisi, Hoche Buchne Vasisi. So that means, when does the draft say it's a gistre, if the two corresponding ribs are dislocated, and this is coupled with the dislocation of the chulia also, does it mean only if it's coupled with a chotze chulia being neka? Chotze chulia being neka? So, or because the way the ribs are thrust into the sockets of the vertebra, so in other words, so that means that one rib on one side, he occupies half of the chulia, the space of half of the chulia, and the other rib on the other side occupies, is thrust into the other half of the chulia. So the primigodim has a suffix. When the Gemara says hoche buchne vasise, does it mean, so then it's in gistre, it's nevele, does it mean only if it's half of the chulia, if half of the chulia, but suppose it's less than half of the chulia is neka, then not, or even make tzas less than half of the chulia is neka, so it's also a gistre. That's a suffix in the primigodim. Now, so because the loshon of Rashi is buchne vasise kleimar tzela uktzas chulia. So Rashi doesn't say tzela v'chotze chulia, but tzela uktzas chulia. So maybe it doesn't even have to be half of the chulia. All right, or maybe uktzas chulia means half of the chulia. V'Rabbi Yochanan tzela v'loy chulia. Yihoche. So the Gemara says Rashi Yihoche. Hayu de Rav. Yihoche de Rav Kane v'Rav Asi. צלע וצס חולי אמרה, היינו דרב, הושממינו לי בכל דנן איתוי, ומי דיפוי לי ביטרת. So the question arises, how do the Rav Kane, how did Rav Kane and Rav Asse raise a question regarding the case when both ribs, corresponding ribs are dislocated, and together with ktsas of the chulia, as to whether it's ksheiro or it's natio. But Rav himself said that even if just one rib is dislocated, together with ktsas of the chulia, so it's already treife. So how can Rav Kane and Rav Asse have a shaila as to whether in the case where both ribs together with ktsas of the chulia are dislocated, as to whether it's treife or not? But didn't Rav just tell them, nekrotzelia v'chuliimo, and chulia doesn't mean the whole chulia. It means just ktsas chulia. So, so the Gemara says, Moshiro Rav. The reason is why Rav Kane and Rav Asse made this query as to whether when both ribs together with Tzas Chulia are dislocated, Aneka, as to whether it's Ksheiro or not Ksheiro, because even though Rav himself said that even if just one rib together with Tzas Chulia is dislocated, so it's already as Trevor, because they didn't know, when they inquired of Rav, they didn't know of Rav's men. Here, you see, so the Gemara mentioned there a buyer of Rav after the Gemara mentioned the member of Rav. But when Rav Kan and Rav Asse queried, at that time they didn't even know of Rav's memory, that when the Rav says that when just one rib with Tzas Chulia Neka, it's already treife. So they didn't know anything. So that's why they asked in regard to the case where two ribs together with Tzas Chulia Neka, that maybe even in that case it's Sheol, because they didn't know that Rav said that it's treife even when just one rib with Tzas Chulia. Kidrab. So you want to say, if they hadn't heard of Rav's memory, that when you have just one rib and Ksas Chulineka, so it's already a trade war, so they should have inquired in regard to the case where just one rib with Ksas Chulineka, whether it's Ksheir or maybe it's trade war. Why did they require in regard to the case when both ribs and Ksas Chulineka? So that means if they inquired in regard to the case where both ribs and tzaschoyaneka, then they took it for granted. In the case where one rib and tzaschoyaneka, then it's certainly kshayon. But if they hadn't heard Rav's memory, they themselves should have inquired as to the case of one rib and tzaschoye. So you might be the Teretz, Sabre, the Boyim, Nechode, the Poros Mentate. In other words, because just as Leil, on the Lamed, on the Talmud, in Rosh Hashanah, so the Talmud, who himself is a Chochem, so he also has to adapt the Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, they didn't know, Rav Kanan Rav Aseh didn't know the Din in respect to the case of one way being Sashoyabinaka, whether it's Ksheo or it's not Ksheo. So there was a something in their mind, maybe it's straightforward when just one way being Sashoye is dislocated. And maybe it's Ksheo even when two ribs in Sashoye, they didn't know in either case what Allah is. So, but instead of asking and being mildly with worry and asking two questions, so they want to reduce the questions to minimum. So mainly they formulated that question in regard to the case where two ribs and Sashulyaneka. So he says, Sabre Liboy Mlechode, that it's much more effective. And it's much better to inquire in regard to the case. So Tzabe, Liboye Bnei Chode, the Polish Goentat, the Bnei Chode, so in other words, so he said, in other words, they should ask the question in regard to the case where both ribs were dislocated together with Tzaschulye, so then we'll have an answer on both cases. The Polish mentality, because if they will just ask, what's the halacha? If one rib and Tzaschulye were neka, two they didn't know. But if they will ask in regard to the case of one way with Tzaschulye, so he nichek. So they anticipated that the answer might be in one of two ways. So he nichek yom alon treife. If, let's say, suppose they would present the shaila of the case of one rib and Tzaschulye, so then it would be all right. They would have a satisfactory answer if Rav's answer would be treifa. So then they would know if Rav says treifa in the case of one rib and Tzaschulye. Allah has come to Chamo in regard to two ribs and Tzaschulye that is treifa. Kolchke. But suppose they anticipated the possibility of Rav answering in the case of one rib in Tzaschulye, that's a kshemo, so then they wouldn't have any answer on the second question. So because of that, they decided to present the question in regard to the case of two ribs. So then, the way Rav will answer their question in regard to the case of two ribs, they'll have an answer on both cases, on the case of two ribs and on the case of one rib. So Yoche Hashtanamadikuboyim in the Italian. So why did they assume that if they will present a question in regard to the case of two ribs, so then they will have an answer in regard to the case of one rib also. How could they be sure to have an answer? So they raised the question in regard to two ribs and ksas chulya being nekah. So they assume, the Gemara is saying, that when they'll get an answer, in that case they'll have an answer in the other case of one rib, and it's asked for you to be nekatu. Why? If the answer in regard to the case of two ribs, and it's asked for you to be nekatu, would be that it's kshiro, so then we certainly would have an answer in regard to the case of one rib, and it's asked for you being nekatu. Because if two ribs, if in the case of two ribs, then it's asked for you is kshiro. Alachas kamo lechamo, one rib. But they didn't know what the answer would be, so they should have anticipated the possibility the answer would be treipo in the case of two ribs. But then they wouldn't know. They still would be in doubt as to the case of one rib. So what did they gain by formulating the question in regard to the case of two ribs? Because just as if they had formulated the question in regard to one rib, so they couldn't be sure that they'll have an answer on both cases. So if they formulate the question in regard to the case of two ribs, they still couldn't be sure that they'll have an answer on both cases. Sagre imkei mirtach korotach chodetreife tarte. In other words, they were sure that if they formulate the question in regard to the case of two ribs, then they will understand an answer. Understand an answer, either from the spoken words or from the way Rav gives the answer, they'll have an answer on both cases. Because they didn't know. They formulated the question in regard to the case of two ribs plus ktsas chulya being nekah, whether it's ksheiro or treifa. So they realize that no matter what the answer will be, they'll have an answer on both cases. Because there are two kinds of answers. One answer is that it's kshiro, one answer is that it's asur. So if the answer would be kshiro in the case of two ribs being nekah, so they certainly would have an answer in the case of one rib and sasfulya being nekah. Because if two ribs and one sasfulya being nekah is sheol, lachas kamo lecham. Suppose the answer would be the other way. Other way, that it's treifo, so then they will understand. They'll understand an answer on the case of one rib being nekah. Why? Because